Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Stella Bronson is here to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
The way Jeff Pilgrim told me we'd be going away again on another trip for Benny Puller made me furious. He looked so knowing, so smug, when he let me know his wife would be coming too. I hope Benny Puller has some reasonably presentable young executives out west for you, Miss Bronson. I should say I wouldn't be happy for 5 minutes without a man hanging about. Well, maybe Marcia won't be going. Because from now on, everything Harry Palmer and I do in this firm is for only one reason. To get Jeff Pilgrim kicked out of here. I fell for him and got laughed at for my pains. Well, I'm not one of those people you can laugh at. Not if I'm your secretary.
Morning, Stella.
Morning, Miles. Looking for Jeff?
Yes. Is he about?
Jeffrey is with Mr. Benjamin Puller, making arrangements to travel west next week and play the bright young captain of industry.
Yes, I heard about that. Hey, Baker. You going too?
Well, of course. What could Jeffrey do without me? Listen, hang on just till I finish this beastly thing and I'll brew you some tea.
Good. By the way, I meant to ask Jeff, how did he and Harry Palmer get on the other night over those shipping rates or wherever they were?
What night was that?
The night Jeff went over to Palmer's flat.
I don't think I know anything about it. There. Finished.
I had an idea that you might have been there, too.
What on earth? Put that into your head. Excuse me, I want to get the cups and things. What were you saying about thinking I was there?
I'm hanged if I know. It was only an idea. But Jeff told me he was going to Palmer's to help the chap out of a hole. Next thing, I ran into Palmer himself in Carruthers Bar. Seemed odd, to say the least.
Why? Harry hasn't taken the pledge or anything, has he?
No, I mean, it was odd of Palmer to ask Jeff to go up his evening and then not even take the trouble to turn up himself.
Well, if you're going to lose any sleep over it, Miles, darling, why don't you ask Harry?
Yes, I might do that.
Sugar for you?
A one in a bit.
Water will be boiling in a couple of minutes.
Now, I'd like to know what Jeff said when Palmer didn't show up at his flat.
Jeff didn't wait long enough. I mean...
Listen... You were at Palmer's flat that night, weren't you? And Palmer had no intention of butting in. Come on, Luna.
All right. Yes, I was there. Where should I see Jeff? At his flat, under his wife's nose.
Oh, the nerve.
Well, we have to be careful, don't we?
I think you're telling a pack of lies. If Pilgrim was alone with you in Palmer's flat, he was tricked into it by you or Palmer. If I was sure, I'd have it out with the three of you.
If you were sure. That's the trouble, isn't it, Miles? Just suppose Jeff isn't as lily-white as you think he is. Wouldn't you look silly charging about defending him against me, the designing silence? You'd only make it worse, wouldn't you?
I could be wrong about this.
I'll tell you a secret, Miles, darling. You are. Oh, come on, forget it. Jeff's a big boy now.
But I still think you're lying. Look here, I'm not going to wait for that tea.
Oh, now you're cross with me for being indiscreet. Miles, I've shocked you.
I don't know exactly what game you're playing, Stella, but you'd better watch out. I might pull a trick or two around here that'd shock you. I'll see you later.
But, Marcia, darling, I thought you'd be delighted at the idea.
Well, I'm not. But, Lord, Jeff, you're acting about this idiotic trip to the West like a kid going to a Sunday school picnic.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not sufficiently sophisticated for you.
Well, be reasonable. I go away, I like it to be a holiday. Frantic traits all over the country like a wandering tinker. What's Benny Puller trying to make us, gypsies?
Marcia, I've been away once for 10 days in 9 months of marriage. Would you like me to hand Puller's account over to somebody else?
If it's going to turn our lives into a rat race, yes.
Our lives are becoming a rat race already, and it isn't Benny Puller's fault. What's the matter with you?
There's nothing the matter with me. I just don't like being chivied from one end of the country to the other at Benny Puller's whimsy.
Oh, so it's whimsy to run a large and complicated business that... Oh, what's the use? If this is the way you feel about it, you better not come.
So you can play Ring-a-Ring-a-Roses with Stella Bronson for 2 weeks?
Well, make up your mind. If I go alone, it'll be your idea, not mine. Look, Marcia, this trip would be lots of fun.
I don't call it fun, having Stella Bronson breathing down my neck all the time.
So that's the trouble. The same old line. Stella Bronson, Stella Bronson, Stella Bronson. I'm getting sick of the sound of her name.
If you were sick of her, she wouldn't be your secretary.
She'll be my secretary as long as I want her to be.
Oh, why do you have to take her again?
Because I've been instructed to. And because I'm not going to work all night and every night doing her job as well as my own. Now, are you coming or aren't you?
If Stella goes, yes.
You can't put it much plainer, can you?
Do you object to having your wife around when you're away with your secretary?
If I objected, would I be arguing the point? Oh, for the love of Pete, have some sex.
Well, I don't see why she has to go at all.
It's not up to you to see anything. You can come too, or you can stay home. But what Stella does is none of your confounded business.
What she does where you're concerned is my business.
Oh, I'm getting fed up with this. It's like living in a squirrel's cage. Stella's coming, so I presume you are too. Now, is that settled?
Yes, it is. When are we supposed to leave?
Next Wednesday. It's a DC-4 flight at 11:35 in the morning.
When you see Puller, you can tell him it was very decent of him to give me time to buy some clothes.
What in Hades do you want new clothes for? Haven't you enough?
I suppose you'd like me to look like a tramp in front of your precious Stella, would you?
I have never compared you either as women or clothes horses. But if this sort of thing's going on all the time, I might. And come to think of it, Stella mightn't do so badly by the comparison.
Mr. Pilgrim's office. Oh, yes, Mr. Puller.
Benny, for you, Jeff.
Why, thanks. Good morning, sir. Oh, yes, yes, it's all settled. I beg your pardon? Oh, yes, yes, we'll leave the bookings to you. Yes, I know, the teletype machines. All mod cons, eh? All right, sir. Thanks for ringing. Goodbye. What? What? Oh, no, no, not at all. Marcy was delighted at the idea. Yes. Goodbye.
Was Marcia delighted, Jeff?
Of course, why not?
I thought she might have tried to lay down the law about me.
Well, oh, hang it all. As a matter of fact, she did. Look, be a sweet lass and do something for me, will you?
Such as what?
Such as going the flight before or the flight after Marcia and me.
Oh, really, Jeff, that's a bit thick, isn't it? Surely I'm not so repulsive that I can't even sit in the same aeroplane with you.
You're not repulsive at all. Now, don't be silly. I'm just trying to prevent any friction.
So you ask me to ignore a beastly insult and be pushed about like a sack of bran?
Oh, look, Stella, not you too. Try and understand, won't you?
That's all very well. Marcia's your wife. I'm only a secretary for a tenner a week. But when anything awkward turns up, anything that needs a little delicate handling, who do you come to? You always come to me. Well, it's not good enough.
Oh, just hang on a
minute. I won't hang on. Your wife's supposed to be the one to look after you and your personal difficulties, not me. Why can't you ask her to take a different plane?
Oh, really?
If you don't want me to travel with you, you can order me to do whatever you want. But don't ask me to do things for you because I'm a sweet lass. Say that for Marcia.
Stella, you're right, and I'm sorry. Now, please accept my apologies.
No. That's all right. I shouldn't have blown up. Of course I won't be a nuisance, Jeff. I'll go on any plane you say. But tell me something. Does Marcia give in so easily?
No, she doesn't. And it makes me think, Stella. Sometimes you couldn't be more decent if you were my wife.
Uncle Tressida, you can do it so easily. You can keep Stella Bronson from going with Jeff just by saying one word.
What's Jeff going to say?
Why should he know? You can think of an excuse.
I've had this dog with Jeff before. Hands off his job.
But that's ridiculous. You own the firm. You can do what you like, can't you?
I've never gone behind a man's back under circumstances like this, Marcia. And I'm not going to begin now.
You could do it for me, couldn't you?
No.
Oh, Uncle Tressida, why?
Now, look here. Your Aunt Harriet says I spoiled you. And, by jingo, I'm beginning to think she's right. The first thing Jeff did was to ask you to go with him, wasn't it? It was the first thing he said to Puller. I know that. You want this Bronson woman left behind out of pure pique. Just to feel you can twist your husband and his affairs round your little finger.
I hate her.
If you want her left here, you'll have to persuade Jeff yourself. I won't have you using our relationship to get your own way in office affairs, Marcia. And that's that.
But Uncle Tressida...
No. It's not admirable. It doesn't reflect well on you at all.
I don't care how it reflects on me, so long as I don't have to watch that woman falling on Jeff all day.
Then keep out of their way when they're working. Now go on, run along. This is one thing I absolutely refuse to do for you. And, Marcia, remember, don't tell Jeff you've been to me in the matter. Because it's something I don't think he'd forgive you for. If he finds out, well, you've only yourself to blame. Remember that. Only yourself to blame. I had to take a strong line with the girl, much as it went against the grain. Because if I'm going to get at the truth about Jeff Pilgrim's conduct with that fair-haired secretary of his, it's no use Marcia rushing in before I'm ready. Found it. Pilgrim always seems such an upstanding sort of chap. What did he want to meet the Bronson girl in Palmer's flat for that night? That's what I'd like to know.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.